You're locked into your source for all things Tampa Bay. The Current.
This is The Current, brought to you by Beasley Media Group. I am Schreiner, and today we have the honor of speaking with the new CEO of the Early Learning Center of Hillsborough County, Dr. Fred Hicks. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm feeling great. How are you this morning?
I am fantastic. And, you know, it's holiday season, and it's exciting, and people are looking forward to taking some time off and to spending time with family and friends and celebrating the holidays. But while all that is going on, you know, I think you have one of those jobs that never stops. You're worried about children and their development and the early learning process, because so much happens in the early development of human beings that sets the markers for the rest of life. So if we don't mind, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself so we can all get to know who you are, how you came to the Early Learning Coalition, and then we'll start getting into what you guys do and your priorities and what the community needs to know. So let's start with yourself.
Thank you very much. Well, I came from Miami, but I was born and raised here in Florida, and I've been here now 17 days, and let me tell you, Tampa is fabulous. There's a ton of excellent activity. People are extremely friendly. And when I tell you that people are friendly, it's not just that they're friendly. They're more like family already.
Fantastic.
In the street, while I was searching for an address, I rolled down my window and asked people walking by. Not only did they take their time to help me, but they followed me for a few blocks to ensure that I got where I needed to go. And that is just fabulous and welcoming. And I can't say more about how fortunate I am to have this opportunity. I grew up in a poor zip code. I get it. I made it. I want to see children make it. And my mission is to help ensure early care and education, high quality early care and education is offered to children, especially those in those impoverished zip codes.
Hey, Dr. Hicks, I want to key in on something here for a second. You said you came from a poor community. I bet you that had a lot to do with your development and your desire to work with children, because you probably saw a lot of failure happening in those communities. And when you did see a success, it was highly encouraging to show that you could, that you too could make it out and make it better. So did that have a lot to do with your direction in life and how you ended up here?
You're absolutely correct. And I was given the tools necessary to make it. People reached far and deep to help me when literally people could have just walked away. There are certain systems in place that were just absolutely phenomenal, and they range from literally systems such as the Children's Board, systems such as Early Care and Education, Early Learning Coalition, school districts. It all works as a pendulum to ensure that every child has an opportunity to make it. So when I saw a member of my neighborhood make it, it was inspiring. But at the same time, when I did see those failures, I kept thinking, what type of difference can I make? And I started off in a technology hat.
Right.
I made the transition from a CIO to a CEO so that I can have a stronger impact in this space.
So how did you come to be the CEO of the Early Learning Coalition here in Hillsborough County?
I worked 14 years as the CIO at the Early Learning Coalition of Miami-Dade County. And under the leadership there, I kept studying, how can I be of a stronger impact? My transition started almost 4.5 years ago. I picked up a doctorate in business administration and a concentration in information security. But my leadership and my knowledge of leadership led me to the table to interview here. On the 14th, I was hired, boots on the ground as of that day. And really, Mr. Patel, our chair of the Early Learning Coalition board, and all the other board members who voted in my confidence, really led the charge to say, hey, let's bring different leadership here. I can't thank Mr. Patel as the chair of the Early Learning Coalition enough for his tutelage in saying, let's get the right people in the chair. Let's make something happen for early care and education here in Hillsborough County.
This is going to be amazing. And I think you and men and women just like you that are in this field and have a passion for early learning and development of children at those early ages have a new challenge that I don't think a lot of people are going to have really considered. It is now, we're about ready to hit 2023. And so we have kids that are in that crucial early learning development. And we're going to start talking about why it's so important in a second here. But this is just an observation I think you might be able to share a little bit. I'm sure you've thought about this. We have kids that are in that are now like 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. All they know is pandemic issues around the country. In some states and some communities were much more restrictive than Florida. I bet you that is, we're going to start seeing some new patterns in development because of the kids that didn't have the opportunity to socialize in the way we traditionally did. Do you think that's going to be an issue, or am I overthinking it?
I don't think you're overthinking it. It impacts a child's ability to learn. Unfortunately, COVID had a huge impact on children.
Right.
Some kids, we are praying, are not left behind, and we're putting the tools in place to catch them up.
Okay, good.
90% of brain development occurs before the age of five, and the work is paramount in this space. Every child needs that opportunity to develop to the maximum potential.
See, I was going to ask.
We have some ideas.
I was going to ask that, like, why is early learning so important? And it's because the majority of our development does happen that early, correct?
That is absolutely correct. We are in a wonderful opportunity, but we are behind, and we need to catch up. Those kids who were home did not get that social and emotional development in a classroom setting.
Right.
And those 0 to 5 need that so that when they sit down in kindergarten, they're ready to go. They should know more than just their name. They should know how to count to 100.
Right.
We love the fact that they know some basic shapes and can sit with a small book, potentially write their name, do some basic arithmetic, do some subtraction. We need those skills. And we need the parents' help. Our early care professionals in those child care centers reach out to the parents every day for that exchange, drop off and pick up. We need the parents to understand that when those teachers have those kids during that window of time, they're learning a curriculum.
Right.
We're going to need those parents to sit and reinforce that curriculum. We're going to conduct some ambassador visits. We're going to the different neighborhoods. My staff is dedicated. I have a solid team of professionals here who are passionate about this work, but who are also educated in what these children need to succeed. They're going to venture into the different neighborhoods. We're going to increase our presence so that everyone understands that the Early Learning Coalition is here to help those children, especially those 0 to 5 years of age, become ready and all ready for school from day one.
Right, and it's so important that you keep mentioning how parents need to be involved, and it doesn't have to be, it's not heavy lifting. It's simply sitting with your child on your lap and reading them their favorite story night after night, giving them the tools to be artistic and creative with crayons and paper, and encouraging them to explore and feel and build and all the little toys that are available. All that leads to early learning, not to mention when you're spending time with them, that's an important connection as well. I wish I could remember the quote exactly. And again, we are speaking with Dr. Fred Hicks, the CEO of the Early Learning Coalition of Hillsborough. I think it was Dr. Jordan Peterson, who's got some online infamy going on right now, who said that by the age of 4, children have to make those human connections or it's lost. They have to learn how to connect with other human beings or they never really get it back, the ability to do so. Do you see that emotionally within kids, too? Not just with the educational aspect, but with making connections.
You are correct. We're praying that we can convince parents and teach them other skills other than what's on social media.
Right.
When the parents hand the child a tablet going forward, we should have educational packages on there, not something on social media.
Right, yeah.
You mean through hurts our child's ability to connect, not only with their parents, but other adults in their learning space.
Right.
So we're going to actively teach and train our parents, working directly with our over 860 providers who are very qualified in what they do so that we can get back to that child.
Right.
We need every child to understand that it's not all about TikTok. Put it down. Let's learn something different. Let's interact. Let's get back to what I like to say is old school learning. Sure, every child is ready.
Dr. Hicks, you mentioned, you know, get away from TikTok at the time that I'm trying to develop a platform and launch my own TikTok channel. I'm sorry. But I get it because it takes away from the socialization of adults as well. But when you have a child that interacts with their parents and siblings, if they interact in daycare or preschool, kindergarten, things like that, they're developing social skills that will make them better human beings down the road, as opposed to a parent that, you know, maybe in our age, put us in front of the television or now gives them a tablet and just lets them go, a few parental controls, and then they ignore them. Which child is going to grow up to be more developed and more engaging and a better better person to contribute to society? It's a clear answer. So when you're doing this and you're trying to give parents and families these tools, Who does the Early Learning Coalition of Hillsborough support? How do you find them?
We support families who otherwise could not afford quality child care, and the parents ensuring that their child is ready for school. So those parents who are interested, they need to contact us.
Right.
We're not alone. We have partners in the neighborhood and great collaboration to ensure whatever they contact us for, our intake team is qualified to provide the resources, whether it be early care and education, which is our focus, even if you need diapers, if you need assistance with housing, the team is expert. They can point you in the right direction. Once we get that parent on the phone and we start working with them regarding their child care, at our disposal are other funders. Children Board is a wonderful partner. We have partnerships with the city, the county, the mayor's office. We have the connections necessary to make a child successful.
Right.
We just need those parents to walk in and say, hey, I need help.
And you said that they can reach out to you. What's the best way for them to get in touch with the Early Learning Coalition in Hillsborough?
813-515-2340.
Okay.
The team who will answer is both bilingual and patient. They're calm and they empathize and understand exactly what the parents are going through.
Right. I think that's important for people to realize is that the people you'll be working with at the ELC know what you're going through. And they want to help you. They're not going to judge you. You are not doing the wrong thing by reaching out for help. It is there for that very reason. So if you are struggling and you're like, I have to work, but I can't afford daycare. You know, we're a two-income family, but we have these things we're trying to accomplish, and it's just too much. This is why you're there, so that you can help people just like that.
And we have a platform on every social media channel out there on the planet. The team here is expert at reaching out and responding. If you send us even a small note, someone will respond within 24 hours.
Wow.
We will try to ensure that everyone is safe, especially our little ones. Give us a call. We're here. We're eager to help, and we're energized. We have partnerships with over 860 providers, family care centers, and centers that are expert in what they do. If you don't reach us directly, ask when you drop off your child at the child care center. Go on our website, find out more about the voluntary pre-K program, which is targeting our four-year-olds who are right at the cusp of being in their kindergarten chair. Find out about our school readiness platform. The school readiness program, we're looking for those at or right at 150% of the federal poverty level. We are advocating to change that at a state level, and we're excited. So please give us a call.
813-515-2340.
Let one of my experts help. If you don't want to see your child sitting in elementary, not ready,
right,
please call us, because we can help ensure that you feel strong, that your child is ready, and we're here every day, Monday through Friday, every day possible. And if you leave us an email, someone might even reach out to you over a weekend. We have staff that dedicated to this. Life work.
I want to give people the website as well, because some people may want to find out what kind of resources are there, or they may even not even know what questions to ask for what they need. So you can always start there before you make that call. That's ELCHC.org. Just think Early Learning Coalition Hillsborough County. It's just the acronym, ELCHC.org, and you'll be able to go through there. For example, Dr. Hicks, I just clicked on the menu for I am a parent or guardian, and I want to ... So I looked at it, and you can choose. You want to access the family portal. You want to find a child care provider. You want to get financial assistance. You need to know about the free VPK, the voluntary pre-kindergarten that's available. Access resources if you have a special needs child. There's all kinds of options to learn. Or if you're a child care provider, there's one for you as well. It's a great place to start and maybe help formulate the questions, so when you do reach out and you are talking to one of the representatives that Dr. Hicks has on staff, you're going to be able to ask questions and get the answers you need and really focus on providing your child the basics or even the advanced push to make them. I mean, I think we'd all like our child to be at the forefront of the class and learning and not at the back holding everybody back or struggling to keep up, because that's a downward spiral. And these are great resources that are free to our community that you're doing. Dr. Hicks, again, is the CEO of the Early Learning Coalition of Hillsboro. Sorry, I'm just excited about what you're doing. I kind of probably stole some of the things you wanted to talk about. But
no, I'm watching and listening. What a wonderful commercial. I greatly appreciate this interview. I'm excited. I want to throw out something more personal.
And yeah. Just,
I had a child, and I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
Early Learning Coalition offers that pre-screening. I found out subsequently after my child was screened that he is on the spectrum from autism.
Okay.
I would not have known if it weren't for an Early Learning Coalition saying, hey, let's screen it. Let's find out what's going on. So parents, this is your chance. A child is only 0 to 5 years of age once.
Right. And then it's gone.
We have tools to help every possibility out there. Every child deserves a chance to succeed.
Well, this is an exciting time for Hillsborough County and the ELC because as a new CEO and new to the Tampa Bay area, your excitement and energy is at a high point right now. So what is your vision for the Early Learning Coalition of Hillsborough County? As you're starting here, you're not even there a month yet. What's your vision moving forward?
It's the same as the coalition from my heart, inward and out. We need to have this thriving community where every child has what they need to succeed from the moment they are born, especially those children who have something special.
Right.
You never know what tomorrow's going to bring. Every day that a child learns one new thing, the next grand thing could be on the horizon.
Right.
It all starts 0 to 5. Let's give every child a chance. Come on, parents. I need your help. Everybody in the community, every stakeholder, if you want to donate, please go to our website, click on the donate button. Parents, we will find what we need and we'll get it to you.
Right. I'm a big believer as a parent and as a member of the community and throwing as much creativity at your child as you can and seeing what sticks. You never know when you're going to have someone that is just artistically creative or mathematically gifted or athletically superior. You know, just find out. And the only way to do that is to give them options and resources and toys and tools and your time as a parent. But you just mentioned something else, that you also need support from the community. So if somebody is listening, and not everybody has time to go out and start their own foundation and do the research and get a doctorate or an MBA and start this, maybe they just want to contribute. How does somebody who's listening support the mission of the Early Learning Coalition of Hillsborough County?
Each year we have Giving Tuesday, but on our website every day we have a donate button. If you would like to donate, you can contact us directly, and we have certain things that we need. For example, we also supply diapers where the shortages might occur with formula, mats for children to sleep on, other supplies, arts and materials. Families need tablets in some cases. Some families might need internet connectivity to ensure that their child has the right technology in their space to continue their learning.
Right. And let me interject quickly. I know there are government programs that can provide free or reduced internet connectivity because that is vital to our education and our ability to communicate moving forward. And the great thing about a coalition such as yours is you already know how to make that happen for families who may not know even where to begin. So you're a great resource on that end. So maybe giving the tablet is all that's needed. The connectivity is handled by the government and the money that's been earmarked for that reason. And you guys have the information already and the connections, not only for the to make that kind of a setup happen and provide the service, but also to provide, you know, like you mentioned, the diapers or resources that a family may need, a mat to sleep on, et cetera. You can do more with a dollar than I could, which is why donating, although often cold and feeling, it doesn't have that warm, fuzzy feeling given cash. It's often the most important things people can do for an organization such as yours.
And we're going to need volunteers to help read to children. We're going to need volunteers to potentially help our family care providers and our child care providers spruce up their facilities. We need people to donate mulch, maybe donate playground material, ensure that the children have a safe, comfortable environment that's energized enough to say, hey, I can succeed. Let's do this.
Right. Sometimes it doesn't take a lot. It's just having a child know that somebody cares. I have done enough charity work, and I spoke to a child who was orphaned once, and there were people doing some collections. And I'm like, this is exciting. This is for you and all the kids. And that kid looked at me, not even 10 years old, looked at me and said, just kind of shrugged and went, nobody cares. And I could see that he believed it in his eyes. It did something to me. I mean, I've never had any word hit me harder in life than in that moment. The fact that you're looking for volunteers and ways to show that people do care can change those children's lives before they're lost. So although we're trying to make great human beings and grow them and make sure they're connected, there's a downside if we don't. It is a selfish best interest that we work for the betterment of our children and the next generation, because they're going to be there when we need help as elderly in the community. We need the best human beings possible out there. It's in our own best interest to help these kids today. I don't know, that's a dark way to look at it, but I do. We're running out of time. We've only got about a minute left. Do you have any final thoughts, Dr. Hicks?
I do. I just want to thank our board of directors. The resources and expertise that they bring to this organization is just profound. We have people out there like Ms. Kelly Paris, commissioners. We have a universe of leaders who help guide this work. Please contact us.
813-515-2340.
Or go to our website, elchc.org. Check us and find us on social media. We're here and we're ready.
All
Give
right.
us more to do. We love this work.
You're actually asking for more work to do. You're asking to be overwhelmed, but it's for the best cause of all. It's for the children in our own community. So I want to thank you, sir. Dr. Fred Hicks, the CEO, the newly minted CEO of the Early Learning Coalition of Hillsborough. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us on. Have a safe day.
You too. And just keep in mind, anytime you or anyone on your staff wants to talk about what's going on, if you have a current need or something you're excited about and want to share, you're always welcome back on the show. And I would love to have you. So please keep us on speed dial.
Thank you. You are a wonderful asset to this community, and we appreciate everything you do for children.
All right. Thank you, sir. Once again, thanks to Dr. Fred Hicks, the CEO of the Early Learning Center of Hillsborough County. This is The Current, brought to you by Beasley Media Group.